All right, it is 4 o'clock and it is time for Express Yourself, collaboration with Katie and Kay and Carbondale Arts and Carbondale Creative District. I am one of your many hosts today, Kat Rich. We'll be co-hosting today with Brian Colley, Stacey Dickerson, and we have lots of fantastic things lined up for you today. We have a special live performance by Mr. Brian Colley and Genevieve Vickers, followed by a little conversation with Stacey Dickerson and Lisa Dancing Light, who will be discussing her new children's book, which is called A Song and Story of Magic Mountain, which should be quite interesting. And then we're going to follow it up with a fantastic conversation with Chris Erickson and Andrew Roberts Gray, who are going to be over at 4th Street Plaza for the KDNK pop-up art sale. So, big things coming. Stick around. Everybody on the floor now. Jumping like a kangaroo. So let the horn do the thing they do, y'all. All right, that was Express Yourself, our fantastic theme song. I am Kat Rich here. Happy to be back here in the Katie and Kay studio hosting Express Yourself with my fabulous Carbondale Arts cohorts. We have a fantastic way to start off our Friday membership extravaganza. We have Brian Colley and Genevieve Vickers, who are probably two of the coolest people in town. And they are going to be giving us a fantastic performance via ukulele. And welcome, you guys. It's wonderful to have you.
Thank you.
Hi.
And move it right onto my mouth.
It's so nice to have you guys here. So
we're excited.
Tell us a little bit. I know, Miss Genevieve, you've been taking ukulele lessons from Brian over here. And I hear he's a fantastic teacher.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, I hear you're like the hottest uke teacher around.
About hottest.
Yeah, you are. the two of you guys are kind enough to come and perform for us today, and I believe you guys have written something special for us. Is that right?
We did, and we're going to play that after this first one. We're going to do a little warm-up song.
Yep.
You know, it's been a long, long, cold, lonely winter.
It has.
And I feel like things are opening up. And so we wanted to just send some love out into Carbondale and beyond with a little song by the Beatles called Here Comes the Sun.
Yay.
If you would like to hear us.
I think we would.
Okay. Ready?
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Here comes the sun. Do-do-do-do. Here comes the sun, I say. It's all right. Do 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 do. Darling, it's been a long, coldly winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Do 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 do. Here comes the sun, and I say. It's all right. Do 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 do. Little darling, the smiles are returning to their faces. Little darling, it it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, do-do-do-do. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Sun, 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 here comes. Sun, 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 here comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Little darling, I feel that ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun, do-do-do-do. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, do-do-do-do. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Nailed it. Hooray. Hurrah. You know, I think that George and Ringo might have a, and John and Paul might have a little competition now. So they better watch it out.
Well, we're open to collaborating as well.
Well, we, you know, I think they're going to, Ringo's going to be calling you guys shortly. So we are in the midst of our spring membership drive here at KD&K. And I think it's a really great opportunity for us to be here and support the arts and play music and support our radio station. And KD&K is a huge part of our community. So please make sure to call in and give your support. Genevieve, real quickly, may I ask you, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
You're 10. And why do you think it's important to support community radio?
I think it's important to support community radio because, first of all, they're pretty dang awesome. And second of all, they're important to everyone, and they all do a part.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a good answer.
Brian, why do you think it's important to support community radio?
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine Carbondale without KD&K?
No.
I just feel like I would just fall apart inside. A little bit.
It would make us. It would make us sad.
Yeah.
Well, in that tribute, you guys have done a little collaborating on your own, and you've written a special song in celebration of our fabulous membership drive. So,
yep.
Tell us a little more about that.
Well, we knew this membership drive was coming up.
Yeah.
And we picked this song because John Denver was sort of a local around here, these parts back in the day, and so you might recognize this tune, and we've just rewritten some words for the membership to make KD&K feel special. You might get this stuck in your head, so watch out.
Excellent, and if you guys like what you're hearing, give us a holler here at 9630139. We have a lot of fantastic volunteers who are ready to take your call. Take it away, kids.
We're going to start with a little intro.
Okay.
I can't remember. Am I a member?
We'll figure it out. We're in this together.
Please take my money and give it to KD&K.
They've got Express Yourself and Celtic Thunder.
Flo Diggity plus Andy Zanka.
What a melting pot.
And we just have to say that we love KD&K. They make our blues just fly away. Don't you touch that dial on your radio. 'Cause we're playing our ukuleles. Why don't you call us maybe? 9630139.
There's so many times I've listened in,
but not enough times that I've chipped in.
I tell you now, nothing beats swing, swing, swing.
Every place I go, there are radio waves.
But not all of them are Katie and Kay's.
So now's the time, you won't regret a thing. Yeah, donate to Katie and Kay. They'll make your blues just fly away. Pay it forward like you've never paid it for before. Cause we're playing our ukuleles. Why don't you call us? Maybe your membership is one great way to show that you love Katie and Kay. They'll make your blues just fly away. Don't want to miss your morning shows like Less is More. Yeah, we're playing our ukuleles. Jealous much? Now don't be lazy. Call 9630139. Didn't you hear? We're playing our ukuleles. Why don't you call us? Maybe 9630139. Bring.
Oh my goodness, that just, if that doesn't make everyone in town smile and want to call this radio station, I don't know what will. I think I'm going to start signing up for some ukulele lessons too. So that was really marvelous, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we actually have an anonymous donor here to thank that matched Eric Berry and Grateful Ed's $500 donation in honor of Mary Davis. So thank you all so much for giving us a call and supporting us and matching that donation. This kind of community support is what keeps us rolling here at the radio station, and it's what keeps us rolling here in Carbondale. So thanks to everybody that has supported us. And Brian and Genevieve, thank you guys so very much. Wow, that was fantastic.
High five.
How long did it take you to write that?
He stayed up till midnight.
I did stay up till midnight one night.
And there was an original one, but then we changed it.
Yeah, we had to do some little edits. Perfect.
Well, we look forward to hopefully some more fantastic performances and collaborations by the two of you, two amazing members of our community. Next, we have a special treat. We have Stacy Dickerson in the studio. Woo! With a live interview with one of our community favorites, Lisa Dancing Light, who's going to talk about her new book, A Song and Story of Magic Mountain. So stick around. 9630139, call us and show us your support.
Ela é amiga da minha mulher, pois é, mas vive dando em cima de mim. Ainda por cima é uma tremenda gata, pra piorar minha situação. Se fosse mulher feia, tava tudo certo. Mulher bonita mexe com meu coração. Se fosse mulher feia, tava tudo certo. Mulher bonita mexe com meu coração. Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego, não. Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego, não. Minha mulher me perguntou até, qual é? Eu respondi que não tô nem aí. Menti. De vez em quando eu fico admirando. É muita areia pro meu caminhão. Se fosse mulher feia, tava tudo certo. Mulher bonita mexe com meu coração. Se fosse mulher feia, tava tudo certo. Mulher bonita mexe com meu coração. Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego, não. Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego, não. O meu cunhado já me avisou que se eu der mole, ele vai me entregar. A minha sogra me orientou, isso não tá certo, é melhor parar. Falei, ela não quis ouvir, pedi, ela não respeitou. Eu juro, a carne é fraca, mas nunca rolou. Ela é amiga da minha mulher, pois é. Mas vive dando em cima de mim, enfim.
Ainda por cima é uma tremenda gata, pra piorar minha situação. Se fosse mulher feia, tava tudo certo. Mulher bonita mexe com meu coração. Se fosse mulher feia, tava tudo certo. Mulher bonita mexe com meu coração. Yeah. Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego, não, não, não.
Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego, não.
Minha mulher me perguntou até qual é, qual é. Eu respondi que não tô nem aí. Menti, menti. De vez em quando eu fico admirando. É muita areia pro meu caminhão. Se fosse mulher feia, tava tudo certo. Mulher bonita mexe com meu coração. Se fosse mulher feia, tava tudo certo. Mulher bonita mexe com meu coração. Yeah. Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego, não, não, não.
Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego, não.
O meu cunhado já me avisou que se eu der mole, ele vai me entregar. A minha sogra me orientou. Isso não tá certo, é melhor parar. Ela não respeitou. Eu juro, a carne é fraca, mas nunca rolou. Oh,
falei, ela não quis ouvir.
Não quis ouvir.
Pedi, ela não respeitou. Eu juro, a carne é fraca, mas nunca rolou.
Não, não, não. Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego, não. Não, não.
Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego, não.
Não, não. Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego, não.
Não pego, eu pego, não pego, não pego, não pego, não.
Não, 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 não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego, não, não, não.
Não pego, eu pego, não pego, eu pego, não pego.
Took my breath away. Moving slowly through westward water, over glacial plains, in a walked off you, in a walked off an old me. Oh me, oh my, I thought it was a dream. So
Hello, hello. This is Stacy Dickerson, and I'm on Express Yourself. I'm going to be talking today with Lisa Dancing Light. Lisa Dancing Light, as many of you may know, has lived in Carbondale for a long, long time and has brought all kinds of great things to our community. Lisa is an internationally recognized recording artist and composer, a teller of stories, a singer of songs, and a tender of gardens. And now adding to that list, she's a published children's book author. Lisa's here today to talk to us about her new book that is just hot off the presses called A Song and Story of Magic Mountain. Hello, Lisa, are you there?
I am, Stacy. Hi.
Hi, so good to hear from you. And I'm so excited about this new book that you've just been working on, I think, really, really diligently and passionately for the last year or so. And so welcome, and tell us about the song and story of Magic Mountain.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me on this wonderful radio show. I love KDNK, and you bring so much to the community. So I'm so grateful that I have this opportunity to share this message with you.
Great.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Sure.
So this story and song of Magic Mountain has been a long time coming. The book itself recently, this last year during the pandemic, just really called to me as a project that's kind of been simmering on a back burner for a long time, but it really started decades ago, truthfully, back in the day. Well, it starts really even longer than when I was in Carbondale, truthfully. The story probably really began when I was a young child, about 6 years old, when I first came to Colorado with my parents. And something woke up in me, and I just fell in love with the mountains, literally. And something happened to draw me back, and I couldn't wait to move out here once I was out of college. So fast forward, you know, I've been in the valley for a long time. And I was teaching music at Colorado Rocky Mountain School, and I was invited to write an environmental music event for the preschool there and music curriculum. And I had written this song called Magic Mountain 10 years earlier. And it just provided the foundation for this project. And we ended up doing this wonderful little play. The Carbondale Arts Council actually had given Debbie Candelo, who was the director at CRMS Preschool, a grant. And then she hired me to create this curriculum and create this event. So the seeds were planted way back then. And actually, what's really interesting is that many of the young people that were in that play back in 1991 were Valley Noon, Robin Child, Katie Fails, I'm drawing a blank, Barb Chambliss' son, Kai Chambliss, Tarn Udall. I mean, there was quite Nina Clark and Celeste Powers, Susan and David's daughter. I mean, it was quite a group of celebrities. I know. And it was filmed by Channel 4. I actually have it on VCR in my archives.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So Debbie kept asking me, come back and let's do this play again. And because of various things going on in my life, I was busy doing other things and just didn't get back to revisit this. Fast forward, I was sharing this story, and of course a lot of things had happened in the interim to enrich this experience for me. I was studying with some wisdom teachers like Wallace Black Elk and Brooke Medicine Eagle and Maladoma Somay, and had really deepened my understanding of the sacredness of the earth and how important it was to protect our environment, and also had been guiding environmental groups in the backcountry in the Rocky Mountains and Colorado National Monument and in the La Salles in Utah. And you know, that I just became more engaged, more and more engaged in appreciating nature and celebrating this experience of the wilderness when I would go hiking and camping. I mean, we're all connected out here to the environment.
Yes.
And for many of us, it's our living. And so this had been all gelling within me. And then I brought this story out a couple of years ago and shared it with my granddaughter's Montessori preschool in Salt Lake City. And what happened at that point was the director said, I could create a whole semester curriculum off of this story. This
wow.
is so rich.
Wow.
And I went, cool, let's stay in touch. So that planted the seed to develop this into a series of educational resources. Magic Mountain is a story with a song at the end, but it also is much more than that. There's a curriculum that goes with the book for art and music and outdoor education. There's a workbook and a coloring book that, which you know about doing because you've done a wonderful coloring book,
yeah.
That's in development that will be a companion for this. And then there's also Magic Mountain, the musical, which I'm putting together with much of the music that I've written in the last 20 or 30 years, and a couple of new pieces, and a board game for different ages and learning styles and puzzles. So there's going to be a whole series of things eventually. So this is kind of the beginning of the educational tool. And Magic Mountain is a story about a talking mountain that goes to sleep because people stop coming to hear his stories.
Wow.
And then a little boy and girl come camping in the valley of Magic Mountain with their parents, and they hear about him from a wise old owl, and they decide to journey up Magic Mountain to see if they can awaken him and hear his stories. So there's a lot to unpack in this little story. It's a story about having a special way of listening, and being a mother of two boys and now a grandmother, I understand that in a different way, come at that from a different angle, you know, as a parent and a grandparent mm-hmm. with children.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it as a teacher and an educator. I look at it as a musician as well. And having a special way of listening is really the groundwork for shaping our lives in so many ways, how we listen and how we're taught to listen.
Wow.
Really deeper listening, and this really can go to a deeper place of how do we listen to our inner voice, you know, not just how do we listen to the outer voice. So that's one message that's in this story that's shared. And then
when you say that you've got some you know, this whole host of companion pieces to this, will those mm-hmm. all help the spectrum of learning how to more deeply listen and to engage and be part of the natural environment? They're all supportive of that, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's a really good point. The curriculum is based on some of it was written a while ago. Some of it was updated recently. I hired actually a woman with her master's in education to write the curriculum for it, and then we just embellished to have it really be more custom tailored to Magic Mountain and the story. But it really is really geared towards parents that are homeschooling, parents that just want some resources to work with their kids because they've been at home with their kids so much, and a lot of people are hungry for resources. And then also for the classroom teacher, because there's always, as having been a teacher myself, there's always a desire to have something new come your way, you know, to guide you. But it definitely yeah. is part of that. And storytelling is significant in the curriculum in that indigenous cultures use storytelling as a way of passing on their heritage and their family stories and their culture. And that's something that we do a little bit in this culture, but not a lot.
Yeah. It seems like it's a lost storytelling is and for some it's sort of a lost art.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful thing when we can reconnect with that really important and ancient way of communicating and passing on wisdom and information. So
absolutely, yeah. absolutely, because that's the gold.
Yeah,
that's the gold. And, you know, I'm moving into my years of having those, you know, pearls of wisdom, you know, be more, hopefully more visible from all of my life experiences. And sharing that is so important. And in our culture, you know, we value what's new. And to really sit and visit with someone and to learn their story is a beautiful experience. To not let that be the only story, but to really share and enrich the cultural story and the heritage. And, I mean, there's so many beautiful things that we all share with each other just in our friendships, but the families are so rich and so deep.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just it's a really timely and important piece to our world right now. You know, so many people are in a digital space and flipping through things and just going, everything is so fast, and it's so beautiful to really remember that we need to slow down and listen and pay attention. And it's not just a click away. It takes time and it takes investment.
That's so true.
Yeah, so
that's so true. So storytelling and having a special way of listening are both intertwined.
Yeah.
You know, they're woven really beautifully together. So, you know, engaging children to tell their own stories and really it brings up feelings, and talking about feelings. There's so much going on in the world today, and I notice this as an educator, that the students that come to me are really dealing with a lot that they're not expressing. There's a lot inside going on, and I was just listening to something on, I guess it was on NPR, about, you know, some of the recent happenings, and children are really needing to be heard now more than anything, and to bring the personification of a mountain in to say, how would that feel if people didn't come to hear your stories, you know, and bring those, you know, your feelings into this. And I see that as being a really powerful tool. It has been in the past, and I'm sure that it still will be, you know.
Beautiful. It's a really beautiful little book. And tell me, where is it available now, Lisa?
It actually is. And I have to say, big shout out to Jory DeVilbiss, who has helped me in so many ways. He is my webmaster and has launched a whole new website for me and teaching me how to fly that jumbo jet. And she's filmed a beautiful video on there that helps tell the story about the backstory. And we're getting everything. It's pretty much finalized. So you can go on my website and order the softback or the hardback book. And we've been waiting to kind of put those final pieces in place. Everybody, it's kind of like a racehorse ready to run the race. And everybody wants the book. And it's like, oh my God, but I haven't even seen the proofs of the hardback yet.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, it's in the publishing world. This is new. I'm a musician and an educator. And a gardener, you know, and I get it, waiting. You plant a seed and you wait. Well, this gives patience a whole new meaning, writing a book. So it's really taught me patience. And tomorrow is supposed to be my first big shipment of books coming in. So
great.
I am, everybody keep your fingers crossed for me.
Yay. And you said
so people can order it online and they can download the curriculum if they're interested for free for a limited time.
Great. And you said that you can, this can all come through your website. Can you tell us what your website is?
Yeah, that's good. LisaDancingLight.com.
Great. And that's all one word?
Yep. It's all one word.
Great.
Well, it comes up in the search engine, so it
should
be. Of
course. Yeah.
Yeah. But thank you for asking. Yeah.
Sure. That's really great. So there's so much more I want to find out about this book, but we are running low on time, and we want to, I'd like to say a couple more things about this. Also, the fact that it looks like you've engaged mostly local people on this. The illustrator is Maggie Fricke.
Yes. Beautifully done illustrations.
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
And she's a beautiful illustrator, and she's from Newcastle, I think. Is that true?
She is. She lived in Carbondale for a while, but she's in Newcastle now.
Great.
Yep.
And
just
then
a delightful person.
That's wonderful. And then it's also published by Elisa Onmok. Is that correct?
Yes, Light of the Moon. That whole team has been incredibly supportive getting this whole book together. Olivia Savard has been helping me with marketing, and Kayla Henley was my editor. And yes,
great.
Unbelievable.
Great.
Team
so
of
that's,
people.
And then you had Jory, of course, that was also
and
part
Jory,
of this.
And Jory.
And
yes.
Plus all of the. All of the all the people that came before, but
absolutely all the people that came before, and there's a huge thanks to all of them as well, Debbie Candelo, and all the people that were teachers that helped create some of the magic of this experience to,
awesome.
You know, plant seeds. And and J.D. Martin, I know he's a well loved musician in the Valley. We recorded, because of COVID, I had to record the song Magic Mountain in my home studio,
mm-hmm.
but he did all the engineering long distance, and I have to give a big shout out to him for being my wonderful recording studio guru.
That's really great. And that it spontaneously makes for the perfect segue, because we in the book, if you at the back of the book are the words to the song Magic Mountain, and there is a QR code that you can scan, and it will pull up the song on YouTube. And we are going to fade out. And thank you, Lisa, so much for your lifetime of bringing wonderful music and stories and everything to us in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond, and always being such a great supporter of the arts. So we appreciate that. And we're excited for your new book. And so everybody go to lisadancinglight.com and pick up your copy. They'll be gone in a second because they'll just be, they'll be so, so wonderful. And so here we go. And
thank you so much, Stacy, for having me.
You're welcome, Lisa. And I can't wait to see the hardback copy and just wish you the very best.
Thank you so much. We'll celebrate the adventure.
Okay, let's do it. So this
okay.
This is Magic Mountain by Lisa Dancing Light. Thank you so much.
How many snowflakes sparkling white fall upon your towering peaks? Can you tell me, Magic Mountain, do you know much more than me? Can you tell me how you got here? Tell me how you came to be. Magic Mountain, how many rainbows have you seen? How many colors, blue and gold, shine upon your towering peaks? Can you tell me, Magic Mountain, do you know much more than me? Can you tell me how you well at night, and will you please watch over me? Can you tell me, Magic Mountain, do you know much more than me? Can you tell me how you got here? Tell me how you came to be. Tell
Hey, we're back, and you're still listening to Express Yourself on KDNK, and I have a quick update on our membership drive. It looks like we're right now at $67,525. That's a big number. And big thanks to Richard Otero, who just donated $360. What a guy. And a special thanks to Matt Vickers. He gave a family membership at $120 a month, or $10 a month, $120 a year. And he says, KDNK is the best. He really liked the Soul Theater, and that we really made space for the kids. Thank you, Matt. That's awesome. Stay tuned, because we're going to be getting Chris Erickson on the line very soon, because he's setting up over in the Park by Batch for some art. And I have some other words I'll tell you about when we get them on the phone. And it's, you know, they're going to be over there by Batch from 6 to 8 tonight. Live DJing from Luis Raul, and membership and shirts and gear. And just go out there and say hi to Chris Erickson and Andrew Roberts Gray. I'll throw up some little tune here to get us in the mood for some art talk. And we will just stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. Thank you. we're back. And I'm going to bring Kat in here, too, just for fun. What are you on, four? Hi, Kat.
Howdy. How are you, Brian Colley?
Super good. Guess what we've got in store for us?
What?
Some cool artists who are out on Main Street by Batch.
Sweet.
And I'm going to bring them in.
Excellent. Who are these fantastic artists?
We got Chris Erickson on the line.
Hey, Chris Erickson.
Are you there, Chris?
Hey. Yeah, Andrew's here, too.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi, guys.
Andrew Roberts Gray.
We have Chris Erickson and Andrew Roberts Gray live on the phone, and they are at 4th Street Plaza. What are you guys doing over there?
We're selling truckloads of art for real cheap.
Truckloads? Wow.
Holy smokes.
Two truckloads.
What's your plan over there?
Two truckloads of art. Yeah, it's price to sell.
That's amazing. Are you guys doing this for a special reason?
Well, we wanted to donate and do our part to help support KD&K. And so a portion of the sales will go to benefit KD&K. So we just thought it was a way to show our support.
Holy smokes, you guys are generous.
And this is one of the things I love about the membership drive, because it really does facilitate such great community giving and such great community support. And Chris and Andrew, you guys are really, really, you know, you're hot artists, you're on the scene, you're out there, you're working, you're doing the game, you're playing the game, you're winning the game.
Winning, you're winning.
And, you know, we're so lucky to have such a wealth of creatives here in our community. And, you know, tell us a little bit about what you guys are working on, what projects you're working on, and, you know, what motivates you guys to support our little old radio station here.
Well, I think, to speak for myself, I'm always working on new stuff, and everything I work on and the art I make is inspired by place and community and friendships, and we have an abundance of that here in this little town. All the work that I'm showing tonight and selling are a reflection of that. So it's just a wide variety of studies and canvases and panels and everything. So it's kind of a mix and a conglomeration of what I've been working on for, I guess, the greater part of five plus years.
And are you working small or big right now?
And the new stuff I'm working on is fairly big, larger scale, but I do smaller stuff. It's kind of all over the board. It depends on the mood, I guess.
Oh, man, I can't wait to see what you guys got over there.
And Andrew, you know, I've been always enjoyed your art. I had the pleasure of sharing a studio up at Anderson Ranch for a little while with Andrew, and really have enjoyed watching your art evolve. And Andrew, tell us what you're up to.
Well, right now in the studio, I'm working on essentially a new series of really large-scale works that go from 48 by 60, the smallest, up to 60 by 84 and 60 by 84 diptychs, so they're just gigantic things.
Wow.
So the things I brought over tonight are smaller things I've been working on since the pandemic happened. I started a suite of small drawings, and they're in pen and ink, and they have some color, limited color, and they're sort of my reaction to the last year. So there must be 10 or 15 of those, so I'll have those here tonight with some other selected works.
And gentlemen, I believe all three of you, Mr. Colley, Mr. Roberts Gray, and Mr. Erickson, I believe all three of you are SAW artists. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And do you guys feel that the community at SAW helps perpetuate, you know, fantastic art and all these amazing collaborations?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure I would have worked. I think the three of us have shown together. We've collaborated together. We've bounced ideas off each other. We've inspired and informed each other's work, I think, to a certain degree. So,
totally.
That's what it's all about for me, is that interaction and that conversation and what evolves from those talks and critiques and just general interaction with one another.
So, guys, describe the scene out there. I want a visual.
Tell us about what's going on there.
What's it
going
to look like when I show up in 5 minutes?
5 to 8 minutes.
5 to 8 minutes.
Well, I've got 60, 70 paintings. Andrew's
what?
Got, yeah.
Oh, my but God.
When I say truckload, I mean truckload.
Yeah.
And I'll have many, many pieces for $25 and up from there. So if you need a piece for your wall or you want something for a gift, tonight's the night.
Tonight is the night. Andrew, you've got, how many pieces do you have, Andrew?
Oh, I probably have 20 drawings and probably 10 paintings.
Wow. And you're not bringing the big 8-footers out there, probably.
Oh, no. Just smaller things for me.
Perfect.
That people can walk home with.
You don't need your own truck.
You don't need a truck to take it home with you.
Oh, no. You can take it home in your hot little hand.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. And
let's make a deal tonight. By
oh.
the way.
Andrew, you should never invite a car dealer's daughter to make a deal with you. and are there other folks out there? I hear that it's going to be a pretty exciting party. It might be starting to warm up now. I think it starts officially at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, Bats is here. Katie and Kay, as you guys are going to be down here, there's going to be a record sale. The streets are popping. Everybody's, I think, been cooped up for a year plus and looking for something to do.
Yeah.
Socially distanced, of course.
Yeah. And Batch is open for some socially distanced beverage enjoyment.
Batch has all kinds of goodies on tap. They got Jello shots tonight.
Whoa.
They got pizzas, so come check out some art. Get a pizza and pop some Jello shots.
Wow, that sounds so classy, doesn't it?
That's how we do it.
That's how we do it here. And you know, speaking of how we do it here in Carbondale, you know, I'm putting you guys on the spot a lot, but what part of community radio do you feel is resonates with you? And you know, what motivates you to support it?
Oh, you know, I have Kidding Kate on in the background when I'm working. It to me, it's kind of this conduit to a community. It's this constant, this one thing that you can flip on in your house, your car, your earbuds, and kind of get a pulse of what's going on. And Kidding K has been that for me for nearly 20 years living here. And I've known DJs and musicians, and there's Katie and K is kind of this common thread woven throughout, you know, this little town. So it's instrumental for me, just general inspiration and just to connect with everybody that we interact with.
Well, that's...
You know,
go ahead, Andrew.
You know, Katie and Kay's always been really good about supporting the art and interviewing artists, talking about exhibitions, bringing art to people directly. And I think that's just really great. And it's just an advocacy for the artists in our community. And we have just an incredible group of artists in the Valley, and especially in this town. It's really, for its size, I don't know anywhere quite like it.
That's true.
So that's, you know, KDNK does a great service for all of us.
Yeah, and we're definitely a community that's, you know, artist saturated, and how lucky we are that we have such a wealth of artists. And Andrew, I just have a question for you and Chris, both because you guys work very large. There's a level of physicality that's involved with these sort of large works. And do you guys, you know, do you work with scaffolding? Do you put your whole body into it? You know, because the thought for me as a very small person to work on a large piece of art like that is just so daunting. So tell me a little bit more about how you guys roll with that.
You know, you just jump in. And I think one of the things that you find with larger works, being a painter, you know, I'm applying paint, but I also do a lot of other activities. I print on panels. I sandblast the panels. I sand them. I paint them again sort of over and over. So it's all a really physical activity, and I enjoy that. It keeps me kind of right there in the studio. And then I really like that kind of contrast when I sit down and just make a little drawing at a desk. And that kind of contrast is just a great part of my practice that I enjoy, the physicality and the intellectuality.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. And Chris, you know, what kind of physicality do you, you know, you offer to your work?
Well, I guess I'm not sure I see it in terms of the physicality necessarily. For me, I'd like to play with scale, and scale is a big part of my work. So I'll often take these small sketchbooks, computer renderings, and just blow them up and play with the impact that that has on the viewer.
And both of you guys are pretty much like full-time artists at this point. I see you in the studio a lot. So I'm really excited for people to get to come out and support you artists who do so much for the community, and now it's you're giving back even more.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's
Thank you, guys.
We, as fellow supporters of the arts and another arts-related organization, it makes us really excited to see, you know, our artistic community out there getting in the trenches and giving back. So we appreciate it because, you know, it's not easy to be an artist. It's not necessarily a lucrative industry. And sometimes we just have our time and our talent to offer, and we really appreciate that sort of thing. So I know Katie and Kay, that's a lot of what Katie and Kay is built on, truly a labor of love.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the least that I can do personally to give back. Like I said, Katie and Kay is a pretty big part of my practice. So I get to enjoy it every day. And it's such a diversity of music and personalities that I'm always up for anything I can do to keep the train rolling.
Keep the train rolling.
Keep that artistic crazy train rolling.
Well, we'll be out there to see you guys 6 to 8 tonight over at Batch.
Yep, and if you're out there looking for something fun to do tonight, come by 4th Street Plaza to the Katie and Kay pop-up art sale with the fantabulous art of Chris Erickson and Andrew Roberts Gray Esquire.
Yes.
If you haven't done so, make sure to give us a holler here, 963-0139. We have lots of volunteers here ready to take your calls. Pretty soon we'll be turning the mic over to the local news, which is always a very important part of what Katie and Kay does, and one of the large reasons we all need to continue to support it, because that news programming is, it doesn't come cheap. So let's keep those phones ringing. Let's keep that art moving, you guys, and keep expressing yourself.
Keep expressing yourself, guys. We'll see you around.
Brian Colley, thank you so much for sharing your talent today.
And thanks, you guys. We'll see you out there at the park.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thank you, too, so much.
The interview.
Yay. Yay for Yay. Katie and Kay. Yay for art. Yay for us. So give us a holler, 963-0139. Brian Colley, it's always a pleasure to host this fantastic show with you.
Another fabulous Friday with you, Kat.
Woohoo!
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
This is Katie and Kay, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. It's 4:59. Stay tuned for All Things Considered coming up next, and local and regional news at 5:34, right here on Katie and Kay. Thank you.
Hey.